from a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to Thumpster Number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy! It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay! Along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Ferrazza, they bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, bringing it to you each and every week up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, inside of my electric sandbox, with the help of my 2-watt transmitter and my co-host this week, Rebecca! Yay. And Scott Scooter Deal!
Thank you. Very much.
Rebecca is here to do the news and to beatbox.
Wow.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Close your eyes, and it's like Paul
wiki,
is here.
Wiki, wiki,
wiki. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
That's
the sound that he obviously made. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
He gets...
Or there's that. The I just about hit a cat.
Sorry, Spaz.
It's okay. It just makes him more appreciated, I think.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It is a talent, beatboxing.
Mm-hmm. What he does is a talent.
What he does is just ridiculous.
It is crazy. He's a human machine.
He's hit the pump you up.
Yeah.
Or beat you down.
What have you been up to, Scott? Oh, let before we forget, your little movie, Doll Named Charlotte, is up for an award.
A Telly Award.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Wait. YouTube.
A poster. Oh, still not here.
What?
Yeah, where's that poster?
Where is that poster? It is still sitting in a large cardboard box.
It would be all right if I was in the movie. It's something that
I have a new script for you for the Paramount.
I'm excited. I want to be in the Paramount.
And we're going to film it right here on the 44th floor.
Oh, we are?
We are, if so you want us to.
We'll have to get approval from management.
Well, you know what? That's the great thing. Management doesn't care.
The people that run the Korean Taco Plant, they're sticklers.
And they don't speak English. So we can just go down there and give them a cat.
Yeah, I usually hear, You're not funny.
You're not funny for a frog.
You're a big man. Eat a more vegetable. That's usually what I get when I walk up. You need a more vegetable.
No more kung pao for you. You have the spring roll.
Listen, round eye.
We love you wrong time.
Don't take elevator. Take stair, round eye.
You have rent? Jesus, man. The rent's not due for another week. I don't care. No, you have rent.
I'm excited. It's like Spaz kill me or something.
Yeah. No, it's...
Do I kill Spaz?
No. I can put Spaz in it, too.
I want to be in it.
Do you? Jeez.
Why not?
All right, then. It's No, I'll get you the script.
Is it about a train wreck?
No, it's actually about a guy that's got germophobia. You know what germophobia
I've
is?
I've got germs.
Yeah. Would you like to donate some germs to it? There's lots of germs.
Yes.
It's about a paramedic that's got spermophobia.
Spermophobia.
Spermophobia, which is the official name of fear of germs. Spermatophobia or spermophobia. When I saw that, I could not help it. It was made for this episode.
Right.
And you, my friend, are going to be in it.
I'll be an extra.
Absolutely. You are more than welcome. I got so many scripts that I need actors for. It's like I need to do a casting call on your show,
or the casting couch.
But let's talk about the Telly.
Let's talk about Telly Awards.
This is done on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube. I don't know. I can't exactly figure out how to get to it from YouTube. On the Paramedic Chronicles Facebook, we post the link on Facebook/ the Paramedic Chronicles. But I think if you go onto YouTube and type in the Telly Awards, you'll find it. Because if you go to the YouTube and just type in the Doll Named Charlotte, you'll get the movie, but you won't get the one where you can vote. So But yeah, it's up for a Telly Award. Really excited about that. I had no idea I was actually gone when it went up for an award. So when I got back, the emails and everybody's all excited about that. So,
well, Rebecca, if you haven't seen A Doll Named Charlotte, it is on the Rockin' Comedy Show website. If you go into Rockin' Videos, just bring up A Doll Named Charlotte.
How long is it?
It's about what, seven minutes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was made for the 48-hour film festival that they have every year.
Mm, well, then I'll watch it tonight.
And you should. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, put me to sleep.
It's kind of
spooky. It might creep you out.
It's a little spooky.
It's a little creepy.
So it's like a horror kind of film.
Nice.
And so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good news.
The 48-hour comes back again in April, so we're gearing up for that one.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we're getting ready.
Doll Named Charlotte 2?
Yeah, we're going to make a sequel.
No, that'd be good.
It's a blow-up doll named Bob. But we're gearing up to film the second season of The Paramedic Chronicles.
Cool.
Yeah, we're really looking
forward to it. So I'll be in the season premiere?
You will. Actually, you'll be in episode 2.
I know. I am a season premiere kind of guy.
You are a season premiere kind of guy. But the season premiere has a specific purpose this year, and we have to get it out because...
Does it lead into number 2 so we can build suspense?
Mm-hmm. It does, actually.
Okay, I like that. It's a two-parter?
Your part can be. We could actually make yours a multi-parter if you want. And we can make you an extra that has to call the ambulance all the time, and we have to come back here all the time. And we can hook you up with Wanda. Have you seen Wanda yet?
Yes.
Yes, we'll hook you up with Wanda. You can be Wanda's girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, Wanda is a man. I kid you not, I swear to God. The guy that plays Wanda, Ryan, he's one of our partners at the KTF Media Productions. One day he pages me over these emails or these text messages that he was getting from some guy who was hitting on him, thinking Wanda was a real female. And he's like, hey, baby, I want some Wanda loving. And we thought it was a joke, but he was serious. This guy was really serious. And finally, he's like, you do know I'm a guy, don't you? And he's like, huh? He got all pissed off. I'm like, there's some lonely people in the world. Because Wanda is foul. Well, foul to a fault.
Well, Scott Scooter Deal is here today because Spaz is once again in Orlando.
I like to call it Orlando.
Orlando. With Toxic Audio.
Vox Audio.
Vox Audio.
Yes. And
fuck that up. Sorry, Spaz.
Have you ever heard Paul sing with that group?
Oh, no. I've seen a bunch of the stuff he's got online.
But I mean, so. Like from the CDs that you can get.
No, I haven't.
Well, let's put one in right now. This is Spaz and Vox Audio doing Put the Lime in the Coconut.
I love that song.
All right, here it is.
Brother bought a coconut and bought it for a dime. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut. Called the doctor, woke him up. I said, doctor, is there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, relieve this bellyache. I said, doctor, is there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, relieve this bellyache. Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut. Call me in the morning.
Call me in the morning. I'll tell you what to do. You can call me in the morning. I'll tell you what to do. Call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. You can call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Doctor, is there nothing I can take?
You can call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and yeah.
Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, mix them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, make you feel better.
it hurt when I do this? Don't bring everybody down like this. I'll make you feel better.
So there it is, Toxic Audio and The Spaz from the album Word of Mouth. That is actually available on iTunes.
Now, that was all just people, right? There was no instruments.
No, yeah, it's just yeah, it's what he does.
That is frightening.
It's so amazing.
When he's out there in Orlando.
It's like so layered. Like, you hear that, the girl in the background going,
Yeah, right? And,
yeah, it's all the live looping and all that stuff. I mean, it's
live
cool.
Looping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen his video?
When Paul comes back, we'll have him do it here on the show. He's got to see it in person. It's pretty badass. You haven't seen that yet.
So. You just stare at the guy like, really?
Yeah. How the hell are you doing that?
Right. It's incredible. That's a guy that's taken live looping to a whole new level.
But coming up on the show today, Bill Tracy. Oh. He's a new artist to the show. He's a friend of Chris Hears, who was supposed to be on the show today, but something came up, and he sent a sub, so hopefully he's good.
I bet he is.
He's got a couple albums out, so we'll give him a try. And also coming back to the show, The Third Degree. Those guys are amazing.
Those guys are. They rock.
They were on last year, and I told them they could come back anytime.
And they came back.
I didn't think they were going to take me up on it.
Especially this soon.
Yeah. Really, guys? No.
Is that a gig or something?
Rebecca and I went out Thursday with Spaz and some of our friends to see Loophole.
Oh, yeah.
Perform at the Ovation Room.
Yeah.
And
Green Valley Ranch. It's really nice.
Oh, that was... These guys are amazing, and they're all like... Just amazing, you know, musicians.
They have a lot of energy.
Amazing musicians. Oh. They do covers. Yes. They do originals. They love to do Journey songs.
Oh, really?
Every song is Journey.
Every song. Like, here's another song from Journey. But it wasn't really a Journey song. That was their joke.
They're all three guys are all lead singers.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So they switch out and you just get this,
Well, can we bring them in now? Are they here?
No, they're not here. We went Thursday to see the show.
But they're coming tonight.
No. I'm just saying this is what we were doing. We like to let our listeners know what we were doing.
We like to do, And even the drummer came out and got his bongo, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And started going at it. Yeah. They really changed it up.
Just awesome. And
more than you expect from just a regular show.
Sure.
I just wish that, the people that didn't come could experience what we got to experience. Because Tim Ketching in the band... He did the song Hallelujah.
Oh, that is a phenomenal song.
I mean, that song, it can go horribly bad or really super good, depending on who's doing it. And Spaz has done it on the show, and it was awesome.
Wow.
I just wish that there was a way we could take people to the Ovation Room and let them hear what Tim did that night.
There was a secret chord that David played and pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew that hallelujah. 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 Baby, I've been here before. I know this room and I've walked this floor. You know I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold, it's a broken best, none wasn't much. I couldn't feel, and so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my lips but hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it's done just like that.
Wow.
Freaking amazing.
Thank you.
Tim Ketching from Loophole, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic.
Here just awesome, a couple weeks ago. And like I said, we went to the show on Thursday. And that was awesome. That's
was
like
great.
One of my all-time thanks. Favorite songs. So
right on, man. Yeah.
That won huge points right there.
Cool.
It brings shivers to me.
Yeah. The spark, as they call it. But awesome. I mean, that show was badass.
I appreciate it, man.
If Spaz were here today, he would tell you that while leaving Green Valley Ranch, he actually got stopped by a cop had to do a breathalyzer test after only drinking one beer.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
He was like, you want me to beatbox and shit for you?
Because that'll make the cops
want me to
happy.
Backflip for you? Yeah, it was funny. He said it would have been fine, but then his wife started to get a little mouthy, and he was like, do you want me to go to jail?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Get a whole new life experience. But while you're here, do you want to do one of your own?
Your favorite? I'll do one of my tunes.
After he drinks his
beer. Just one moment, please.
I thought I was waiting for some kind of cue.
That was your cue. Would you like to do one of your own songs? I thought that was beautifully done. But.
I'm not good on the subtleties thing, you know.
We need an answer. We need a fairy tale, a new beginning for someone like me might help. I ain't an angel, I ain't a devil from hell. Sometimes a blue sky, and sometimes the storm clouds just rail. And sometimes a sweetheart, sometimes the cruelties unveil. If I was perfect, I'd still be subject to fail. So I gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. We've gotta whisper, whisper loud. Yeah, you gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. You gotta whisper real, real loud. You shouldn't have to scream. You shouldn't have to scream. You shouldn't have to scream. Tell me, so tell me, are you listening? You shouldn't have to scream. I shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. Tell me, so tell me, are you listening? Shouldn't have to scream. I shouldn't have to scream. I shouldn't have to scream. Tell me, so tell me, are you listening? Are we led blindly, or do we all follow trail? Flowing the current, or do we raise up our sails? How long will we be here? There just ain't no way to tell. So I gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. You gotta whisper real, real loud. You gotta whisper, whisper, whisper to the masses. You gotta whisper real, real loud.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Very cool. Thanks, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for inviting me, man.
Coming
I'm
down
honored.
From Henderson and coming up to the 44th floor.
I know. Right. I'm scared of heights too, bro. So
don't look out the window.
Thanks for the beer, because you know it eases the nerves.
Right. We'll be back right after this. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. We are back. Give it up for Tim catching up.
Loophole.
Tim was awesome.
Wow.
And yeah, that's why I invited him down as our special surprise guest. Rebecca didn't know that was happening.
No, I love that song.
Yeah, that's
but awesome. Who doesn't?
Yeah,
that's.
I want to meet the person that doesn't like that. Because I can't get behind that.
Right.
People that don't like Hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah, that song is absolutely amazing.
That is.
So, I want to thank him for coming down and being here with us today.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool. Good stuff. Good
Great stuff.
But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, it's time for comments. Comments.
I can't wait to for the names of the comments.
Yes.
Oh, some of these people.
They're always good. We're going to start with, I never seen poop that color.
I have.
He writes, Rockin' Comedy Show gang, do you have a song that when you hear it moves you, gives you a spark, as they call it? If so, which one? I got to say,
Hallelujah.
For me, Hallelujah.
Yeah, for sure.
That song's haunting. It's freaking, you know, I think Jeff Buckley still owns it, you know.
But still. When he was singing that thing, man, you just couldn't help but sit there and stare and go,
dude, you just go into a whole other thing.
I would say
thing.
Leonard Cohen owns it.
Well, right, yes,
but
I mean
Jeff Buckley.
But that's what I mean. Jeff Buckley. I still think it's better than the Leonard Cohen version.
Yeah, sure.
It's
definitely.
It's badass. And you can tell that's a good song. Yeah. It has an effect on that. So.
Well, and it's been done so many times, you know.
Yeah.
Just everybody seems to want to do it, so, because it's that
If they have
song.
The chops.
If they
It's
not an easy song.
It's definitely not an easy song.
That is not an American
Well, for me,
Idol.
The song that moves me is Coming to America by Neil Diamond.
Really?
I love that song.
Well, what does that song do?
You know what? When we were little, we used to play that song and make videos, like music videos out of it. And
really?
I would make my sister play the Statue of Liberty.
That is cool.
Yeah. So I love that song. So anyways, that's my two cents. How about you, Scotty G?
God, I don't know. I mean, I got caught up. Wow, coming to me, I'm a little thrown by that, actually.
I
didn't expect it either.
Yeah.
I love Neil Diamond. My mom was a huge Neil Diamond fan.
Oh, I'm a huge Neil Diamond
fan.
Grew
up on his music. So.
I know this is going to date me, but I used to have the jazz singer, the album, the jazz singer from, you know, with that song.
The vinyl.
On 8-track.
Oh, there you go.
8-track. Yeah. And they actually cut some of the songs in half so they could.
Yeah, you get that. He'll be singing, then you get that click when he switches over. Switches to the next track.
I can't really think of any songs off the top of my head that inspire me. I mean, that one was phenomenal.
Not necessarily inspire you, but I mean, really just like.
Just pick one.
You know.
Now.
Do it.
You don't really like music, do you?
Yeah.
What in the butt?
You can't even pick.
What a dick. You have to ruin a moment.
You know, no, I, when I write though, I there's a song by Steve Perry off of his For Love of Strange Medicine album that nobody's ever heard of called Somewhere There's Hope. That's a song. A lot of times when I write like scripts or whatever I'm doing, I'll put one song on and play it over and over and over until people are ready to kill me. I'm sorry. I had some tacos for lunch.
It happens at the Korean taco plant.
It does.
But all right, let's continue to our next comment. How do you get rug burn on your back, right? Jay, a while back, I sent an email asking you to play Coin Operated Boy, and you have yet to do so. Do you even have it? Do you know what it is? Prove me wrong, you little prick master of love.
What?
Is that
little
a comment
prick?
Or hatred?
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
Is that hate mail?
Okay, first off, I'm exposed to a shitload of music and have been for the years that I've been doing the show. Do I know of the song Coin Operated Boy? Yes, I do. It's by the Dresdens. There's also a parody called Beer Operated Girl. So there. How do you like that? After the comments, I will play Coin Operated Boy.
Just for how do you get rug burns, douche?
How do you get rug burn on your back? Well, it's from having sex on your back.
On the floor.
Apparently, you don't know about that.
Option. What in the butt? Okay.
Our next one is shut your clam hole. Hey, Rebecca, you liked Middlemen. I red-boxed it after you mentioned it on the show. I found it boring.
Well, aren't you a douche?
You don't like porn?
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. It might be a girl. Yeah.
You don't like porn again?
OMG. What? OMG WTF writes, the last show, number 147, the all-digital show, might I remind you this one is digital too, was amazing. The sound was the first thing I noticed, and it was amazing. Scott, you listened to it.
It was. I got to say, it's right after that, the intro, all of a sudden it's the Crazy Jay Show. I was like, holy crap. It was so clear. Yeah. And, you know. Yeah, it definitely is a step
up. You can hear Spaz fart in the other room. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, right? You can hear
me hum in the corner.
Now, this is interesting. You'll like this one. LV Sign writes, hey, were you guys at the Las Vegas Sign this weekend? I was in a wedding party, so I couldn't say anything and was not 100% sure it was you guys.
No way.
Wow.
That is awesome. Cool. We got noticed.
Spaz, Rebecca, and I were at the Las Vegas Sign doing our photo shoot.
Yeah.
And, there was a wedding party there.
There was a
that
wedding party.
There was actually two there.
That's yeah, crazy. I was going to say there's more than one, but how did they think that was us?
Maybe they've listened to the show. Or they've
they
seen
just
the
saw, heard my blood crackling voice.
That's what it was.
Had to be something.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
That is cool.
And I couldn't say anything.
No. We go from that to poop on my finger, right? CJ.
Prostate.
CJ. Bitch slap. What can I say? Fantastic. Awesome movie. My girlfriend and I laughed hysterically when we watched it for the first time. In my opinion, this movie is so bad that it's good. Great to watch if you're bored and feel like being teased with titties. I have this movie poster on my wall now and bought the DVD after I viewed it on Instant Watch. I like to see more ridiculous films like this. Especially with badass sexy chicks. You're welcome.
Zombie strippers.
I'm reviewing that movie today.
I saw that on the film.
I'm reviewing that movie today.
That looked so terribly great.
Oh, it's a fantastic piece of shit.
It's awesome, let me tell you.
I'm now reviewing movies that are bad, but you'll still watch them.
Oh, yeah, chopping mall.
But the movie Bitch Slap, fantastic movie. Really good, really fun to watch. New love for chick flicks, right? Spaz said for Valentine's Day, he got the movie Life as We Know It for his wife, and he got laid. LOL. He got laid because that movie is so bad, his wife probably felt bad and had to make up for more than just giving him roses.
Nice. That's so not right.
Awesome.
That's terrible.
Yeah, the fact that, what's her name, Katherine Heigl's in that movie. Remember? We talked about it last week.
I know we talked about it, but I've already forgot it.
Sorry. Yeah, we don't care about it because it was a movie about kids. Right. He was mad about it because nobody cared.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, you like it, right? Crazy J. You are crazy when it comes to movies. Bitch slap. Wow, that was the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen. Terrible dialogue. Used a green screen for literally half the movie and not that well. And the acting was god-awful. Stay away from this movie.
Nice.
You don't know what you're talking about. It's chicks fighting. And slow motion water fights.
What? How can you not? You can't go wrong with chicks fighting and slow motion.
Right. Lives in Dumpster 3, writes Jay.
We have a tenant.
Jay, you reviewed the movie Bitch Slap on your last show. Exactly what one should expect from a movie that is titled as such. This film is a no-apologies-in-your-face action flick that just so happens to be very easy on the eyes.
Nice.
See?
That guy seems a little too literate.
Netflix was probably going, what the hell is going on? Why is everybody instantly queuing this piece of crap?
Soon you're going to see a commercial for it. Don't forget Bitch Slap.
Wondering writes, is the nipple game really going to happen? Did Spaz really do it? Yes.
Yes.
Did he really?
Spaz did take his picture. He won't post it till the others have been done. I've actually taken mine. So
wow.
We had a comment that said they want to do a nipple game where we all, people on the show, have to take pictures of their nipple and we post them and you have to figure out
who. Do I have to shave mine first?
Okay, you do whatever you want.
Wax it. It's so much better.
I think yours is probably a little hairier than mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I can't get behind that, right? This show.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, haters.
I can't get behind it either.
Yeah, that's why we stay out in front of
it. That's right. Oh, my rights. Episode 139 was the first episode I ever heard, and that was a few weeks ago. Ben Hook since, telling friends.
Sweet.
Yay.
Thank you.
Why don't you start at episode one and work your way up? And hear the progression of the show.
How many hours?
Oh, that's hours.
That's 300.
We're now, this is show number 148.
Yeah, that's it's 500 hours, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's way more than that. If each show's 3 hours.
Yeah, it says 300 for an hour for
another show, so. Drug-induced night writes, I dream of partying with Trevor Jones.
I do.
As he sings me songs on the beach, and we just live life as it should be lived. Well.
Hi.
What's as well?
We all lived a party with Trevor Jones.
I forwarded that one to Trevor. He found it amusing.
I bet he did.
Jill Kamen writes, I love Rebecca.
Yay! She spelled my name right.
All right, moving on.
With the H and everything. Outstanding.
Thanks.
Back Pimple Popper writes.
Jesus. Oh, man.
I don't even want to hear what Back Pimple Popper writes.
This show is like an infestation ruining the internet, and I think my iPod caught an STD from it.
Probably. This room is a little toxic.
Nothing like a herp.
Right. Nothing like a little gonorrhea.
Not a little HIV.
The ex under Mr. Jones' seat writes, I've always been here for you, Trevor.
Always. And I always will.
His random ecstasy that he finds under the seat of his car.
Jesus. Was he on X when he wrote that?
Jufro or Hanukkah Bush.
Holy God. These people coming up with this shit.
Well, last week we didn't have very many, so I think that...
catching up.
Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, I am a first-time listener, and I am hooked. I spent the last few days listening to past episodes. You have way too much time on your hands.
No, we don't. That's the problem.
What a good time...
I'm just trying to fit it in all at once.
What a good time you all seem like you are having.
Not really.
We're actors.
This is terrible.
And the final comment is the need to know. Crazy J, are you single? And if so, why? Well, because I'm ugly as fuck. Anyway.
Aww. But you have a sweet spirit.
I just choose. You know, that way I can be free and opt to pick who I want.
He's a womanizer.
I'm not a womanizer, but I like to walk into a place and have multiples on my arm. Women. I know where you're going with that.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, it's because you're busy texting. I can't get behind that.
I'm not going to get behind it. Again, staying out in front.
All right. But we're gonna take a break, and I'm going to actually play Coin. Operated Boy.
Sweet.
We've got the news still ahead.
News?
I can't
get behind that. Sweet. We've got Bill Tracy coming in.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
And it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
It's going to be something a little different, huh?
Well, I saw him out in the green room.
And also the third degree.
Yeah.
And he's going to be.
And he was warming up, and he sounds cool, man. So yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah, he's going to be good. So cool. We're going to take a break, and we will be back. I promise. Don't go anywhere.
Don't change that dial. I swear to God.
Don't go.
Don't surf
please,
that net.
Please don't go.
Please.
Please
don't go.
Coin operated boy sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy. That is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Coin operated boy, all the other real ones that I destroy. Cannot hold a candle to my new boy, and I'll never let him go. And I'll never be alone, go. And I'll never be alone, go. Not with my coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of a girl getting bitterer. Can you extract me from my plastic fantasy? I didn't think so. Sustainable.
coin, operated boy. Start to wish on for my life. I can't imagine any flesh and blood could be its match. I can't even take him in the bath. Coin operated boy. He may not be real, experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin operated boy with a pretty coin operated voice, saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight up to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy.
Oh, thank you. Brand new song. It's a little bit more up tempo. Kind of, you can dance to it a little bit, I guess, but don't, because that would make everybody uncomfortable. It's called "I Really, Really Need to Get a Girlfriend." I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get a girlfriend. Is it getting catchy yet? I'm trying to sell this to Justin Timberlake or something. But I haven't. I gotta get new clothes so I can get a girlfriend. I gotta start clipping my toes so I can get a girlfriend. Stop picking my nose so I can get a girlfriend. Stop wearing pantyhose so I can get a girlfriend. I'm even willing to pay some girl to say that she's my girlfriend, cause all my friends think I'm gay, cause I never have a girlfriend. I'd buy flowers every day for my girlfriend. I wouldn't be like OJ, I'm gonna kill my girlfriend. This is just for the musicians out there, watch this. I just changed the key so I can get a girlfriend and start having sex for free with my girlfriend. She can even have VD, still be my girlfriend. It might hurt when I pee, but at least I have a girlfriend. Girlfriend. And this is kind of the bridge part here, which sort of breaks it off a little. You guys.
We could sit around and do crazy shit together. I could pull her ears out and say, "Hey, look, everybody, it's Dumbo," and she'd be all like, "Who the fuck are you? And how did you get into my house?"
Sorry. Hello, do I have a sink? To get me a girlfriend, I could put something in her drink, and she could be my girlfriend. But then they put me in the clink, and I'd be someone else's girlfriend. Girlfriend.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yay!
Yeehaw!
This next portion of the Rockin' Comedy Show is sponsored by Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz.
You love Zip Fizz. You
I
know you
love
do.
Zip Fizz.
You know you do.
I do.
It's good stuff.
Grape, orange.
Grape, pink lemonade, and orange soda.
I love this stuff.
It's a good addition to anything.
It is.
You can put it on broccoli.
I had it on calamari last night.
My friend thought it was like pixie sticks. I'm like, what are you doing?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do
add
that.
Add it to water. It's like taking a tube of Crystal Light and shoving it down your mouth.
But I mean, it's awesome. I use it at work, and
I put it in my smoothies.
It gives you that awesome little pep.
awesome idea. Yeah. Put it in your smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle it all over your omelet.
Right. Pink lemonade omelet. That is... I'm going to take one of those home tonight.
But it's like, it's really surprising how much actually fits in one of those tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like a ton of stuff.
Yeah. You actually have to drink a little water, don't you? Out of the
Because it'll fizz all over the
But yeah, these things are... I've been drinking these for years.
Yeah.
And I love Zip Fizz.
It's good stuff. So check them out. Check them out online, zipfizz.com. They're also on Facebook, zipfizzcore.com.
You know how you make cinnamon toast? You put like brown sugar on there? I think you could put Zip Fizz on there.
Sprinkle
with butter.
Zip Fizz toast. That is a great idea.
We're going to find all kinds of things that we can use Zip Fizz with.
I love Zip Fizz. I still want to do Zip Fizz beer.
I definitely want to do Zip Fizz beer.
Right?
Well, for sure. We might. We just have to have cameras here when we do it.
I know. We'll have to call Glenn and have him come down.
He'll never make
it. No, I know.
I got an idea. We'll get a 40-ounce beer.
Yo.
And then we'll drink
six
half of
them
it.
In there.
And then put some in there.
I don't even think you need to put six. One's pretty potent.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you don't even take out enough water in the bottle, the bottle starts to expand. It wants to escape.
Absolutely.
Coming up, we have Bill Tracy. Yay!
Can't wait.
Third Degree. Yay! And again, I want to thank Tim Ketching for coming in.
Yay, that was great.
We all sound like special people. Yay!
I like him very much.
No more yay!
I like him very much.
Can I have my helmet?
Next week, when Spaz returns, Comics Under the Influence will be here to talk about their show they do every Thursday night on the Strip. And Chris Hears will be here as well.
Maybe.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Unless he gets a job.
Yeah, but he'll be here, so it's going to be good stuff. Well, before we do the news, you want to do a quick celebrity prank call?
Sure, yes. Throw that on there.
We've got, I'm going to give you your choice, Rebecca. These are going to be classics.
Okay.
You've got your choice of either Richard Simmons calling a guy to tell him that he's his daughter, Cheryl, and pisses the guy off, or Cookie Monster. This is a classic one.
I'm going to have to go with Cookie Monster.
I'm going with Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster calling the bakery looking for
cookies.
Donuts.
And we'll be back.
And it's Cake House on Abigail.
Hello there.
Hi.
We have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you have cookies?
Pardon me?
We want cookies.
You want a fruitcake?
Do you have
fruitcakes? Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello? Huh?
Me want to ask the most important question of all. Do you have fruitcakes?
I don't understand what you're talking.
See, me asked questions and me got answer. That's the question, lady. So
you want to order anything?
Yeah.
You want to order a cake?
No, we want cookie.
Cookie?
Yeah.
Cookie. What kind of cookie? This is a cake house.
Yeah, we want something delicious, but we forgot what it is.
Okay, so... I don't understand what you're talking, so would you mind to ask anybody to talk to me?
What's the answer to that? We want cookies.
You want cookie?
Cookies.
What kind of cookie?
Yeah, we want something delicious, but
something delicious. So okay, so the cookie, I have the walnut one and the salt bread. So you can come to our store to have a look.
Very good.
So you like to come to our store?
What kind of cookies are there?
It's a walnut. I have the walnut cookie and the salt bread. I have two kind of cookie.
And that keeps me settled. Now let me ask you another question.
Is it
an orange?
Maybe you come to our store to have a look. We have different kind of cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can come to our store, and we call her 6.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
That one's just as good as Chewbacca.
Oh, God, Chewbacca.
The guy's really good, and we have a new one that he's done with actually using, again, my favorite, Arnold Schwarzenegger, teaming up with Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Oh, my God.
Calling a escort service because somebody has died.
That's
so
great.
We'll have that later for you in the show. So
I can't wait to hear that one.
That was great.
Yeah, that'll be good. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for what? What?
What?
It's called the news.
The news! Yay!
This one's Rebecca Zelnick. Yeah. Also known as the train wreck.
Right.
The train wreck. The number
the one and only train wreck.
I know. I miss my douchebag.
What?
That'd be spaz.
Douche?
The douche bag and douche, the train wreck and the asshole.
The dash nozzle.
The dash nozzle. Well, welcome everybody to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And
this is my favorite part of the show.
Oh my gosh.
The news.
Oh my God. And it's also sponsored by Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz.
You can put it on toast.
Oh my God. I've been on it for 4 hours.
That's amazing.
You can tell. I'm
You can put it in your smoothie. You can put it on your omelet. Yum, Zip Fizz.
Yum, yum, yum.
Look, I'm going to make one right now while you're doing the news.
Don't eat that.
I can't wait.
Look, I'm even...
All right.
I'm taking
Listen,
it out of...
Listen, our first news story is about a New Jersey man. He is charged with setting fire to a house he wrongly thought belonged to his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
That I love this story.
Beautiful. So, basically, it's just simple as that. The boyfriend actually lives in the house next door.
Nice.
So imagine he's like out the window. He's like, golly, that house is on fire. What's going on? That could have been you. The guy was sentenced to 10 years in jail. But
this is the cool part. This is where
fizz.
I'm seeing this how it's
fizzing and zipping.
Look, Mom, it's working.
Wow.
It's like Rolaids or Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
And the plastic of the bottle.
It's all hard.
If you play with it, it gets hard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
he burned down the wrong house.
He burned down the wrong house.
That is so great.
And that was, Fox Chase Run Drive. And you know what's so funny? I pulled this up on the news and actually gave you a map of where the house was. This is where your house was.
Just in case she wants to burn down the right house.
Yeah,
so she can go
up where it was.
Next time, burn down this house, you idiot.
You have 10 years. Gosh, some things are going down up in New York. Well, New Jersey, same difference. Anyways, my New York fans probably don't like that. Staten Island teen arrested after fight over snack allegedly sparks a kidnapping.
What?
Yes. Oh, the 16-year-old broke into somebody's house and kidnapped a girl because the guy ate her last Hot Pocket.
Oh, that would piss me right the fuck off.
Yeah, don't take a man's
hot pocket. No.
Especially the last one.
Yeah.
The last one.
She's lucky to get away with her.
That's
head.
Like, don't take the last beer.
Nope.
Don't eat the last piece of pizza.
Right? Don't take the last Hot Pocket.
Right.
You'll
I wonder if
hand.
She stole the little sleeve it goes in
as
well.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you'd have to steal the sleeve or you can't. What is wrong with people?
kidnapped his kid. You took my last Hot Pocket.
So
what is the world coming to?
And I'm going to put your kid in the trunk, and I'm going to run the car until you get me another Hot Pocket. I like Hot Pockets and all, but damn.
Really? Is it worth kidnapping?
Is it worth 30 years?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Or it can be completely frozen in the middle or boiling lava hot.
Right, that's it. Molten lava pocket.
Depends on if you cook it right.
That's right.
Well, we can go across seas because, you know, over in Asia, they always have the best stories. In Beijing, after 4 years, a rusty knife is pulled from a guy's head.
I heard about this.
Yes. He was 30 years old. He'd been suffering from severe headaches, bad breath, and breathing difficulties, but he never knew the cause of his discomfort.
Come to find out, the bad breath had nothing to do with the knife in his skull.
No, he's just Asian.
Well, he was stabbed in...
That's just not right.
Yeah, marinated kitties.
I do apologize about that to
marinated
all our Asian
kitties
fans.
And dead fish.
My fault. I do apologize. Please excuse
me. Oh, you're not the funny. Eat them on vegetable.
It's just like them downstairs. Yeah. You're not funny either.
Oh, you think you're funny with your radio show. You're not funny. Kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Knife embedded in the skull.
Yeah, well, he got stabbed years 4 years ago, but he didn't realize that the blade broke off.
In his head.
God, this headache just won't go away. I have a headache this big.
And it's got rusty knife written all over it.
Yeah, and you actually go to the website, and it shows the knife sitting behind the man's throat, having missed the carotid artery and other key structures. So it's nothing less than a miracle.
Can you imagine the guy sneezed wrong? Oh, not feels so good.
Bam. Carotid artery.
He just bled out into his brain for
something. Oh, I feel so good.
It's like I have a knife in my head. Suddenly he's Italian, right? It's like I have a knife in my head.
I need a vegetable and broccoli.
Something I made him into.
That's probably just how he sounded. Thanks for all our Asian listeners.
We really apologize about that. We're
going to
try and insult all the races.
But we do live and work in a...
You can wash the vegetable and broccoli down with the
broccoli.
We do work in a Korean taco plant. You can't help but have it rub off on you a little bit.
Well, it rubs off every time we get on that elevator.
Ooh, that's why I take the dumbwaiter.
That's good. He's not that dumb. He knows how to get up here, for Christ's sake.
Because he falls for it every week.
That's true. That freight elevator's got to go.
The freight elevator. Yeah. We have too many elevators. Well, we're going to bring it back home to Orange City, Florida, where a Florida music teacher has been charged with pawning instruments that belong to students.
That's awesome. Hey, times are tough, man. You got to do what you got to do.
And kids are like, my guitar's gone, my trumpet's gone, and they didn't realize it was the teacher that stole them. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that he only made $825.
I don't believe that. Well, I think he got less.
I would be surprised.
They only gave you 50 cents to use DVDs.
Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, you take a guitar in there, it's like, I'll give you $5. It's a Gibson Les Paul custom with a sunburst. $8.50.
Well, he actually copped to it, and he said it's because he has a gambling problem.
Now, that could have been so cool. He'd be like, yeah, I'm trying to feed my four children and my mom has cancer. No, he's a fucking gambler. Yeah,
I'm a gambler. I didn't mean to do
that. What happened? It could have been a human interest story. People have been like, oh, that poor man.
A human interest story.
And it turns into he's a douche.
He's just a douche.
A plain old douche.
He is a douche. Well, let's see. This is very interesting. A man robs a gas station and he's wrapped in a mummy outfit.
Oh, well, if you're going to rob a gas station.
He robs him with a hatchet. And he actually gets away with it.
Okay.
Yes, in Herminmi, whatever. It's Pennsylvania. Who cares? State police in Greensburg are investigating an unusual armed robbery at the Westmoreland County gas station. The guy came in a, mummy outfit with a hatchet and robbed him. And the investigators are viewing the surveillance, but basically he got away.
Here's a question. If you're going to rob a gas station, do you want to wrap yourself in flammable cloth? Just a thought, but maybe go in as a fireman or...
But he got away with it.
Yeah, he did. You're right. It's like robbing a bank dressed as Santa Claus at Christmas.
I mean, everybody saw him probably thought he was going to a costume party.
That's true. In May.
Hey, you can have a costume party whenever.
You can have it whenever you want.
I told you to dress up, today.
And I did.
No, what?
You know what? These pasties hurt, all right? I mean, I don't know what kind of glue you gave me, but I think it was like liquid nails, because this shit will not come off.
You're really going to have to stay with that.
But you know what? Watch this. I can make the helicopters. Crazy glue.
It's crazy.
You can glue a brick onto a building and a pasty onto your nipple. Forever.
You should take a picture with a pasty. Oh, we just gave it away.
Yeah, see? Thanks.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Now everybody's going to know whose nipple it is. Oh, I could put a pasty on mine.
No, now they know it's yours.
Let's put a pasty on yours.
See?
Picture's already been taken.
Well, we can take him again.
Right. Well, we could, but we're not gonna.
We're not gonna. Because we only take so many nipple pics.
All right, bringing it back to Nevada.
All right.
Harry Reid is calling for a brothel ban.
I don't know. What is wrong with this man?
What is wrong with him?
Especially in 2009, when we're really going through the real economic crunch, the brothel owners actually came forward and said, hey, listen, taxes. Because all they do is they pay a licensing fee. That's it. Yep. They don't actually pay taxes. They said that they would to kind of more legitimize their business.
Yeah.
And they turned them away. What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Well,
and I don't think it's something that you should take to Washington.
No.
I believe what the governor said is it's a state thing.
It's a local
thing.
It's not even a state thing. It's a county by county thing.
Yeah.
I think they should just leave that.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. They need to leave that the F alone.
It's been here forever.
Because
it's what we're known for. The gambling.
There's plenty of prostitution here, and it's not legal. You know, if you start illegalizing prostitution throughout the whole state.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Then, really. You got to remember these things.
Sorry.
Yes, that's all right.
Sorry, guys.
Then you're going to just have more illegal prostitution, which is going to take... I mean, these places have doctors and These girls
they're
get
tested.
Checkups. Yeah.
They pay taxes.
Right? And now you're going to take that away, so you're just going to...
Where did I add slutty?
They are slutty. Thank
they
God
They are
for
not
that.
Slutty. They are whory.
They are whory. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Slutty is not nice.
I only go to the slutty ones.
I just... Yeah, well...
That means they don't charge.
That's budget suites that's, on Boulder Highway.
That's why okay. I go. Wild Wild West.
Oh, fucking why? But yeah, I don't get him. I mean, the guy wins
election,
and then he just
wants to
piss our state.
We have a business here that no one else has.
Right?
Let's capitalize on it.
Because he doesn't want families. That's what he said. He doesn't want families to be driving by and seeing. He said this. He said he doesn't want a family driving by a brothel and the kid looking at the brothel on the way to school.
They're not on the strip.
No.
And most people that come to visit aren't driving to Pahrump.
No. They're not even in Clark County.
They're not anywhere. That's the thing. If you've ever driven past a brothel, it's like nothing. Brothel, nothing.
And yeah, it's like the girls are standing outside.
Naked at the highway, waving it around. But they're in the middle of nothing. It's not like church, brothel,
yeah, it's,
grade
it's
school.
It's ridiculous. I can't get behind that.
No,
I cannot get behind
neither
that.
Can I. And I was actually going to bring that up, and I can't get behind that, but we'll say that now.
We'll say that now.
I can't get behind that.
I mean, we have something that no one else has. We should be capitalizing.
Yeah, we should have billboards and shit.
We should have junkets. And we have a airport right into Pahrump.
They do. They have, like some of these places will send limos to your hotel.
No, I'm talking about we should advertise it. Like,
I know.
We got pussy.
I know. Yeah, right. Come on down
to Pahrump. We got pussy.
Boom, well,
there was that place on Sahara in Arville. I used to think it was, you know, some sort of a brothel.
Oh, yeah.
A slanted clam.
Yeah. The bearded clam. Isn't it the bearded clam?
It was the slanted clam.
Yeah. It's a restaurant. But
it's not there anymore.
Yeah, no. Or the pink taco, you know. Oh, boy, no thanks.
No, we should really create trips that are based right around that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
These people pay taxes. They want to be legitimized.
Yep. Absolutely.
Bring in some more money. Hey, they're cutting all kinds of school funding.
Let me tell you something. You want to balance the budget? It's easy. Start taxing churches and brothels, man. Religion and sex, you tax that
Done.
Shit. And this balance, this budget is balanced in a year.
Exactly.
And the war.
Yeah. So.
I mean, the Las Vegas Visitors Convention Authority, whatever. I mean, they should be all over that.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, think about it. You know, you go to, like, upstate New York for apples, or you go to, I don't know, Tijuana for cocaine. I don't know.
That's where I go.
I mean, you know, they build it up for that.
I feel you.
You go to wine, you go to Napa for wine, and that's what they should be like. Look, boobs, pussy, come here.
Come on down. It's all here.
It's safe, it's legal, it's clean. You can pick the girl you want.
And you can go home knowing that you're not taking something home.
Exactly.
So,
anyways, we were talking earlier, too, about your dog, Charlie Manson, who seems to be up here on the 44th floor today. I don't know if you're trying to get rid of him or not, but I heard that Charles Manson has a new attorney.
Yes, I heard that.
And he
can have all the attorneys that he wants in the world.
Yeah. But they were saying, you know, in this day and age, like, if he was tried now, he probably would have got away with it. I mean, he wouldn't be in jail.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be in jail because, I mean, you made someone kill somebody.
Yeah.
I mean... Come on now.
He's just a loon ball.
Well, OJ got away with it.
Yeah, once. Then he came to Las Vegas and did virtually nothing. And now he's in prison until he's 140.
Yeah.
We'll make it right.
It's just not fair.
It's just not fair.
It's just not fair.
You should have just stayed in Florida and kept playing golf.
That's right.
Forget about your trophies.
You know, they weren't even yours to begin with anymore. They were taken away by the court, so... What the fuck? But hey, you know.
I think he thought he was Iron Man.
He was. Like, well, he did. He thought he was
untouchable.
Yep. So, fuck him.
And they probably are.
Absolutely.
Probably not. He's probably really popular in jail.
Up in Ely? Oh, yeah.
He's probably popular in jail.
You have any more?
No, that's it for the news. Thank you.
I have one. I think this one's pretty funny. Police say a man picked up for shoplifting at a southern New Jersey Walmart had an unusual motive, paying off a bet.
Really?
Yeah.
58-year-old Irwin Carvo of Millville was arrested Saturday and charged with shoplifting from a nearby store. The alleged crime and motive were first reported by the Daily Journal. Police say the suspect... Well, he lost a wager that came with two ways to repay: stealing $50 worth of stuff from the Walmart or running naked through the street.
Naked.
Absolutely. Naked.
Sorry. Walmart has a team of people there
Regretted choosing the shoplifting.
Obviously.
It's funny because he was charged with stealing a USB card, two spoons, a nutcracker, decorative tree, and t-shirts.
Okay, he was doing fine until he got to the decorative tree. What the fuck?
Well, I don't think it mattered what it was. He had to do $50. Anyway, the items totaled about $43.
Everything else fit in the pocket.
A nutcracker?
Yeah. Everything else fits in your pocket. What the fuck you can do with a decorative tree? What's that in your pocket, sir? Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing.
A decorative tree.
Are those spoons?
He wasn't going to shoot up.
Right?
Play the spoons. Click, 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 click.
Now, you can tell it's a slow news day when you get stories like this one. this is another tale of marital bliss. She apparently, her and her husband decided to spend a night drinking at Valentine's Day at a local bar because that's what patriots do in America on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
When they got home, Lady Cesares decided to disrobe, revealing in all her splendor that it...
Did she have a wiener?
No, she proceeded to apply oral to her husband.
Yes.
But just to rekindle their romance, she also decided to bring a little weaponry into the picture. That would be a knife, which she held to his balls, which is generally considered bad form in any any relationship, at least by the male party.
Oh, yeah.
It seems that the wife was not pleased that during their recent marital ills that the hubby had taken to patronizing strip joints where he, liked and oogled naked women.
That's what they do at strip joints. I don't think you go there for the food.
Yeah, well,
there's some.
There's some.
That's heard.
And when we used to have scores here, they had awesome steak dinner.
Nice.
Anyway, the husband did not believe that such, this did not be, it didn't demand having a knife put up on his ball sack. And the woman was very angry. He held her on the bed for an hour until she calmed down. We're not sure how the cops got called, but she told officers that she was pissed he'd been visiting titty bars and that she was hoping to scare him into loving her more.
That would do it for me.
That's not going to work.
Put a knife on my nuts and my love
snap
will just
right back into love.
It's like a Valentine.
Oh, honey.
Oh, baby. Wow.
God, you really do care.
Sharp implement on my testicles. Oh.
But we're going to take a break when we come back. Bill Tracy's going to be here.
Yay, Bill Tracy.
To rock out. He's new to the show, so we're excited to see what he's bringing. And we will be back after the
California, show me love, get presents, get fucked up. California, so we won't ride all night. Coming straight out of Cali, what? Clark County Parks and Recreation presents Extreme Vague Sports and Music Festival, Saturday, March 26th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Desert Breeze Skate Park. Bigger and better with four music stages featuring Hollywood Undead, POD, POD, Sum 41, with guest appearances by Attack Attack, Asking Alexandria, Senses Fail, Sage Francis, Suicide Silence, Amur, Chiodos, Black Veil Brides, and many more. 11 hours of sports and music with the ExposeLV.com local band stage. Pro wrestling matches from Adrenaline Unleashed, Ricardo Laguna's Pro BMX Dirt Challenge, along with the Vegas Am Jam Skate Park Competition. Open to the public. Register online at VegasAmJam.com. Extreme Think Sports and Music Festival 2011. Produced by Clark County Parks and Recreation at Desert Breeze Skate Park. Sponsored by Verizon Wireless, Udopa Mexican Grill, CW Las Vegas, MyLV TV, and Mix 94.1. Tickets on sale now through all Ticketmaster locations or online at ExtremeVague.com.
Let me drive.
How do you know when it's time to give up the keys? When your dog grabs your keys from your lap and your lap is on the floor. Yep, it's Jeff Foxworthy for Rad saying, when you party, be sure to designate before you celebrate.
If you want to make it home alive, let me drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Please don't drink and drive. It's not fun.
Hi, this is Chris Valenti, Emotional Wreck, and you're listening to Crazy J Show. Thanks for listening. We hope you like it. And back to you, Jay.
Loving sound, and the girls caress me down.
That's the loving sound.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor where it is time to rock out once again. Rock every out. Week, we're just rocking out up here and having a good time. Rebecca thinks it's a concert. She's doing lower tabs and drinking beer and just losing her mind, flashing her titties.
Holy cow!
Who stole my lower tab?
Right? But, is that what those were?
Give it up for our next guest, Bill Atresia. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Chris didn't tell you about all the zany shit, did he?
No, I didn't know.
He left that part out.
I got a nosebleed coming up that elevator, man.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But it sure is fun.
It's not heated either, the elevator's cold.
No, no. But we thought the glass elevator was a nice touch, but we didn't realize it was going to be surrounded by bricks.
You got to be careful of all those UV rays that come in on that thing. So.
Yeah. So, but welcome. Welcome to the 44th floor.
Thank you so much.
And the Rockin' Comedy Show.
The Rockin' Comedy Show.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I hail from Illinois by way of California, by way of Las Vegas, by way of St. Louis, by way of whatever. I've been around a little bit.
Just a traveling man?
I'm a traveling guy. I don't travel all that much anymore, though.
Right.
You know, kind of hang out around here since you know.
You found your way here at Vegas and decided to stay?
I found my way. It was I stopped here one day to get some water, and I haven't left.
Stopped in the desert.
It was really hot out at the time. It was July, and I stopped and said, I'm going to get some water.
He saw a mirage.
It seemed like a good place to stop.
Took him in.
Right next to Treasure Island.
But so how long have you been in the music business?
Oh, do I have to answer that?
No, you can make something up.
Grounds that might incriminate somebody besides me. I don't know.
4 days.
I played my first professional gig back in 1999, and I've been doing it pretty much ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time, huh?
That is. I don't know somebody actually as old as you.
Well, you know, Webster's, on the definition of old, has my picture.
So. Oh, is that what that is?
Nice. That's whose picture it was.
That's 20 years ago.
Right. But I was a little younger than that when we took that picture. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, you might want to send in a new photo.
No, I think don't that's do a better, that. I think that would be the better of the two photos that I have. So, I have to be careful about that.
So you just play guitar and have a good time?
Oh yeah, I write a lot, and I've done a couple of movie scores and written.
Wow,
I've got 4 albums, actually 5 albums. 1-4 by myself or that feature me on it, and one of them with another guy. But yeah, I play around and do this and do that.
What movies would we know?
Well, I don't know if you'd know them or not. Probably wouldn't know them. One of them was called Lickin' the Quits.
No,
I
it was
that
not.
Movie.
That was great.
I did the score.
Is that here in America? Or?
Yeah.
I did the score on it.
Cool.
That's how the song got the notoriety. 6 people know about this song now.
The Woody
not
song.
Not counting you guys. Yeah, because it was in that movie and 6 people. I made 14 cents on it. My own royalty.
Well, 14 cents is 14 cents.
That's right. Is it on iTunes now? Or?
Well, no, but... It
needs to be.
It hasn't actually been recorded yet.
You need to do that.
We're still working on that part.
Nice.
It's been videoed.
Well, it's going to be recorded today. Right here on the 44th floor.
It's true.
Cool. You want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
I don't want to do it now.
Okay. No,
we didn't really want to hear it.
Yeah, well, the feeling's mutual.
Second.
We didn't want to hear it. You don't want
to
play it.
We were just trying to be nice.
I was all worked up there for a second. You guys got me all excited, but now, you know, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. The moment. Yeah, Rebecca has that effect on people.
Probably her taking her shirt off.
Well, I can't take my
It's hot in here.
It is hot.
You would think that would want to make him play more.
You would think.
Because maybe the, you know, pants
I'm busy
will come
looking.
Okay. Yes, I know.
Sorry about that. Okay, I'll do it. You guys twisted my arm.
All right.
Awesome.
I'll just start the little groove here. It's real simple. It goes like this. And then I usually do a little narration over the top of it and tell how I came about the song. friend of mine, Jack, me, wrote this tune about 10 years ago. And like I told you, my buddy Yorgo called me up after he heard it. He said, "Hey, man, I'm making a movie, and I want to put this song in my movie." And I said, "Movie?" He said, "Yeah." So I put it in his movie. Anyway, he did a bunch of other songs for his movie, too. And it goes like this here. I got to be careful because I got a whistle on this part. And it's hard to whistle when your lips are all dry. We're gonna stop now. 2, 3, 4. I got a Woody. A big old Woody. Yes, indeed. 1950 model, yeah, it's a natural beauty. Ain't no Cadillac Coupe de Ville, ain't no Chrysler, no mansion on the hill. Ain't no Buick, but man alive, gets me plenty of girls, and that's no jive, cause it's my Woody. You can sing with me, you know the word. My big old Woody, lady, you can take it to the beach, down to the fair, take it downtown, honey, almost anywhere. Now it's really, really big, but it's easy to park, especially when the lights go out and it gets dark, cause it's my Woody. You can sing with me, you know, it's only one word. It's Woody, it's my Woody. Yeah,
Woody?
Marcel's gonna play something for you now.
This song actually sounds like something you'd hear in Toy Story.
Right?
Summertime, my Woody gets hot.
Oh, no. Summertime?
Out on Lover's Lane, and sometimes out in the parking lot.
Ow!
Full moon will make us hop right in the back. But it won't cool off, baby. That's a fact, cause it's my Woody. You can sing
Woody.
Yeah, it's my Woody. That's right.
Woody.
Woody.
Friday night, I will go with my best girl down to a picture show. Hey, it's been hard all week long. And now I finally get to drive her home with my Woody.
Sing Woody.
Woody.
My big old Woody. Yeah, it's a goodie too. Yeah, it's my Woody. That's right. Come on, Marcel, take us home, brother.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rocking out.
That was awesome. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was really good.
That needs to be on the radio.
For sure.
Well, it is.
It is now.
May I remind you, Scott, this is a radio show.
See, now
it's the World Wide Web.
Right. www.rockingcomedyshow.com /Woody. That was great.
It was awesome. It was really good.
Yeah, I write serious songs too. And
well, I don't want to hear that.
Why?
Yeah, screw the serious.
This is a comedy show.
The title of my last album was "It's Another Glorious Saturday Night Down at Billy Joe Bob's Texas Barbecue Saloon and Southern Bistro."
Holy crap!
You fit that all on the CD?
I did. I got it all on the CD. It's all in a song too, but I can't sing that for you now because I don't remember the words.
That's a mouthful.
I don't remember the title of it, so I'm not going to hold you to it. But awesome. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back more with Bill Tracy.
This is Paul Stanley from Kiss for Rad, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Some of us work months producing a CD, but in less time than it takes to play it, someone will be killed in an alcohol-related crash. So please don't drive when you've been drinking. Plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Angie.
from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back up here on the 44th floor with our guest, Bill Tracy.
Bill Tracy.
Can I root for me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hey. Outstanding.
Hey, I'm great.
And that is one...
Nobody's better than me!
That's one lovely guitar you got there.
That is Elvis.
Elvis is in the building.
I do want to thank...
Elvis is on the 44th floor.
I do want to thank Chris Hears for not being here today so that you could be here in his place. Yeah.
See? Thank you. Chris. Thank you for not being here.
Hey,
thank
Chris,
you so much.
You hear this?
Chris will actually be in
neener,
next
neener,
week.
Neener.
Yeah, he'll actually be in next week. He's got to clean the studio.
That's right. That's what happens when you renege.
That's right. Yeah.
You flake.
I have something more important to do. There is nothing more important
than
the 44th floor.
Hey, listen, I worked a 12-hour shift, scraped people off the street, and got my ass down here.
And that was just on the first floor.
That's right. I gave up about the 13th floor.
Did you take public transportation? That is
a valid point.
Right.
If you take public transportation, you don't get here until the show's over.
Well,
if you start at 8 in the morning.
You have to leave the day before.
Exactly.
Then you get here on time.
That's what I'm talking about.
It does take a little while to find the Korean taco plant.
It does. It's nestled deep within Las Vegas.
Next to Dumpster 3.
That's right.
As we heard many, many weeks.
You can tell there's no cats around this building.
There are no cats, which is weird.
It's not really weird.
Is that by the Third Street Alley?
Well, kind of, yeah. Okay. I mean, in a roundabout kind of way, I suppose.
Curious.
We have the Blue Oyster Bar next bar.
That's better than the Blue Waffle Cafe.
Well, yeah, that's why they moved to the 12th floor.
They do not have the Blue Waffle Cafe. Oh, for God's sakes. I think I'm going to go outside and be ill now.
You don't have to eat there.
No.
As your punishment, you need to go to the 12th floor and check
in. To the Blue Waffle Cafe.
But Bill Tracy is here and did an awesome song for us called Woody.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very cool.
No, I'm just making shit up, Scott. Jeez. I'm paying attention.
I just, you know.
Where have you been?
Look, you're normally on it. Yeah, but when I come in and there's a whole plate full of Lore Tab and Zanny bars, I'm going to forget a few things, okay?
That was in, you're just like, I'll do it if you give me all this.
That was in your writer.
That was in your contract writer, so.
That's where you're right, it was.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Enough about you.
Enough about
Bill
me.
Bill Tracy.
Because Bill's here, and we really care about Bill Tracy.
Yeah, Bill, where can we see play?
Seriously.
Well, right here on the 44th floor, Rebecca. Pay attention.
Hey, it's not all about you either.
This weekend.
See?
Actually, I'm not working this weekend.
No, you're off?
Because that's really bad because I need a gig for this weekend. That's a shameless plug, right?
No, that's not shameless.
You never know. It could happen.
No,
somebody might be listening to the show and go, that guy needs a gig.
Okay, that guy needs a gig. And this guy needs a gig, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you play? Do you play like the Vintage Guitar Shop downtown?
Oh, yeah, we played all over town.
The Bunkhouse?
Yeah, I played all those places.
Played Scott's mom's house?
Hey.
The saloon downtown, the Hennessy's, you know, just around.
Yeah.
My favorite place to play is the
strip clubs.
Well, yeah, that. I actually played it. Well, I don't know if I should tell this on.
Oh, yeah.
When you say that, okay. That's an automatic yes. You have
okay,
to talk
I can take
about
a drink
it.
So I can get my breath here. But I played, at the Shady Lady.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Those trailers have really good sound.
That's where Rebecca got started.
Awesome.
The Shady Lady. Over there.
That's where I found Rebecca.
I played there once.
Really?
We had a lot of fun there. That was awfully good time.
She was all lower tabbed out. She just couldn't go on the pole anymore. I gave her a break. I was like, well, come do the news.
We've been trying to get downtown.
Slithered on out.
We've been trying to get booked into the Chicken Ranch, but they haven't. ask us to play there yet.
I don't.
Do they have live music at the Chicken Ranch?
I have no idea.
Well, they should.
They should.
They should hire me.
And they should.
I think that would deter them from their real goal, is to get people to go to the rooms, not stay in the lounge.
No, because you got to get them good and drunk.
Oh, no, you got to get them worked up and dancing, you know, that stuff. You know.
We could play in the room.
I think, yeah.
Play in a room. That's right. It could be serenade the act.
It could be an option. And you can have live music during your encounter.
That's right. Yes.
During your trip.
Everybody needs theme music.
For an extra $10.
A minute.
Could you imagine them playing Woody?
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome. Woody.
See, that should be the song that's on their voicemail when you call them to book some time there.
Well,
the
there
Chicken
you
Ranch.
Go, see? Yeah. You have a plethora of ideas. They work for me.
You just need working.
Okay, cool.
You just need to hire us to do your...
You may not like the gigs you're playing at, but we'll get you working.
We'll get you gigs.
If it pays money, I like it.
Right here.
Right in this room.
We'll take care of your PR work.
If it pays money, I like the gig.
Yeah, no matter where it is.
I'm pretty easy about that.
So now you've been playing professionally for what? You said 80 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Have you ever played with other acts or,
who have you opened for anybody famous?
Oh, yeah, I've opened for a lot of famous people. Ray Charles and Mike Robbins and people like that.
Wow.
Done that a few
times. What about the Man in Black?
I didn't open for him.
He's...
But
it's too late now.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he called me the other day. I think it was a delayed, one of those delayed cell phone.
Right. You weren't eating the Lortab.
And I wasn't even at home, so I couldn't talk to him.
God, how do you miss?
But I found out later that you could actually carry your cell phone around with you.
Really?
Yeah. Take it with you. And
what a novel idea.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, see, when he called me, I wasn't home to get the call. And he called me on my cell phone, and then I thought, well, geez, this is kind of portable. I could take this with me.
I used to try and do that with my wireless phone.
You should try and market that.
Yeah, well, hey.
They could call it a mobile phone.
Wow,
that's genius, Scott. That's
trademarked. Really trademarked right
let's
now.
Let's start that tomorrow. Let's make that happen.
Trademark that shit right now.
This is like a think tank.
This is.
We could make many ideas
well, I don't
happening.
Know about the think part.
Okay, it's a tank. There's no good about that.
Yeah. Paul's going to miss out on all these wonderful ideas.
And more
so much money.
Beer. Yeah. We are
it's too
be
bad
rich.
I don't drink beer. I could drink those beers over there.
What beers? You mean the ones next to the Lord Tab at the Soma?
Oh, right next to Zip Fizz. The energy drink. We love that.
You know what we got to do before the end of the night? We got to drop a Zip Fizz and a beer.
And see what happens.
I think it'll explode.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh yeah, it's gonna. Oh, it'll be a mess. We need to get a bucket and put a beer in it and throw some.
We need a bucket, a hose, and a cleaning woman.
No, we're gonna get what's his name from next week to come and clean.
Oh, Chris. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll leave it for Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
You'll have to come and clean that.
Chris can do anything with a bucket and a hose.
Okay, I've heard those stories. Anyway, so you have 4 albums out.
That's phenomenal.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
One country album. I have one that's kind of eclectic, has rock and roll and blues and some country and some bluegrass, has a doo-wop song, has a bunch of different kind of styles on it. And then I've got one that's more of an EP that has a song I wrote called Homeless Hero on it that I'm trying to sell. I'm not trying. I am selling it to raise money for homeless veterans.
Nice.
That's good.
And then I've got the latest album, which I just gave you, which is called Heart of a Woman, which is a blues album. And those are all songs that I wrote or co-wrote with friends.
That's very cool.
Have you ever thought about doing hip-hop?
Yeah, you really should do
hip-hop. Yeah, I thought about it for like...
A minute.
I thought about it for never.
Yeah, a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not a good idea.
I actually thought about doing a country rap album. I was just going to call it Crap.
Crap.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Good.
C-Rap.
I like that.
But I think that name's probably already been taken. So,
yes.
Yeah. So obviously when you do gigs, you do a lot of covers.
I do a lot of covers, but I do a lot of my own stuff too.
Do you have a favorite song that you cover?
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, God, my mother's here. Mom!
Oh.
No, those are the marinated puppies for the 3 and tacos.
Oh, that's what that is.
Actually, I don't. I do, like 1,000 songs. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
How about a Johnny Cash song?
Johnny Cash
song. You are trotting on...
What?
You want me to do it, Johnny Cash?
No, I love Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is a man.
I know.
He's a dude.
He was. I idolized that man.
We know.
I know.
But it's not about you, Scott.
Hey,
it is about me now.
Don't piss your pants, Scott.
Yeah. Listen.
Calm down.
I wasn't piss.
Well, I could do a Johnny Cash song.
That'd be awesome.
Great. Right.
Do it.
Right. How about this one? Everybody knows this one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've never heard this one. Just...
I hear the train coming. It's coming around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Oh, yeah.
Time to drag, you know. When I hear that lonesome whistle on down to San Antone. When I was just a young boy, my dad told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Yeah, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Then I hear the lonesome whistle, I'd hang my head and cry.
This is where we need Paul.
I usually go suey right here.
Suey!
Well, I bet there's rich folk eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming, and that's what tortures me. And I hear that lonesome whistle, I wish it said me. If they freed me from that prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. So far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd wanna be. And I'll let that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry. I'm gonna land it right here.
I'm Ronnie Dunn.
And we're Brooks.
And Dunn for Rad. And I've got a four-letter word for you. Don't. As in, don't drive drunk.
And I got a three-letter word for you, as in, get. Get the keys.
When you see someone who's about to drive under the influence,
get the keys.
Because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Clark County Parks and Recreation presents Extreme Vague Sports and Music Festival, Saturday, March 26th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Desert Breeze Skate Park. Bigger and better with four music stages featuring Hollywood Undead, POD, Sum 41, with guest appearances by Attack Attack, Asking Alexandria, Senses Fail, Sage Francis, Suicide Silence, Amur, Chiodos, Rockvale Brides, and many more. 11 hours of sports and music with the ExposeLV.com local band stage. Pro wrestling matches from Adrenaline Unleashed, Ricardo Laguna's Pro BMX Dirt Challenge, along with the Vegas Am Jam Skate Park Competition. Open to the public. Register online at VegasAmJam.com. Extreme Things Sports and Music Festival 2011. Produced by Clark County Parks and Recreation at Desert Breeze Skate Park. Sponsored by Atticus Clothing, Alternative Press, Pepsi, City Life, and Mix 94.1. Tickets on sale now through all Ticketmaster locations or online at ExtremeThing.com.
Yes. Bill Tracy is here, rocking out.
Bill Tracy.
Elvis is in the building.
Elvis is in the building. That's an awesome guitar.
That is an awesome guitar.
I have to thank my buddy John for this guitar.
Now, are your CDs available on iTunes?
They're on CD Baby, and then there are other ways. You can go to my website, www. You don't have to say that anymore, do you?
I don't think so. I think everybody knows.
BillTracyMusic.com.
BillTracyMusic.com.
That's it.
All them are available on there. Can you buy the whole thing or individual tracks?
Yeah, you can buy tracks. We're going to make them downloadable through iTunes. I haven't gotten it. This album just came out, so I haven't gotten it all set up yet. But the other albums were out before
iTunes.
Before iTunes, actually before radio. Actually,